Hey guys, welcome back to Skincare Anarchy. This is your host Ekta, and I'm very excited about our guest today because this brand is something that I feel like I didn't like realize how badly I needed an option like this till I found it. And so I'm really excited to introduce it to you guys. It's really become kind of a staple for me anytime I do travel. So without further ado, I would love to introduce you guys to a fashion model and philanthropist and entrepreneur, Madison Heidrick, who is the founder of Carry On. So welcome to the show, Madison. I'm so honored to be hosting you. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited to be on here with you.
No, I'm really excited to chat with you. I'm a huge fan of the brand. For everyone listening, I was telling Madison earlier, you know, it's like I really love it. You don't know, you know, when you like really need something in your routine till you find it. And I really love Created. But I would love to start, Madison, if you could tell us about your amazing career, because I know you've had this amazing fashion background and I would love to learn more about that.
Yeah, so it's funny. I just had a recent big milestone birthday, which is crazy. I started at the young age of 14 is when I was scouted to be a model, and then started working at the age of 15 and part-time, of course, because I was actually, you know, still in school. But I started full-time at the age of 18 and have been modeling ever since. And it's been such a roller coaster and an amazing journey, and one that I'm very grateful for. It's a career that led me to many opportunities and possibilities and really opened up my love and passion for skincare and the beauty world. And, you know, with modeling for so long, I've been fortunate enough to gain so much knowledge and experience in the beauty world, you know, not only working with some of the best makeup artists in the industry, but also the best dermatologists and facialists and everyone under the sun in terms of beauty and skincare and wellness. But not only that, like being the face and doing campaigns with some of the largest beauty brands in the world, these meetings with them and hearing their experience and how they've built brands. You know, I've been very fortunate enough to be on a different side of the beauty industry than most people, and what, you know, you can't really learn in school. It's just like from experience. And I've, you know, through my love and my career for fashion and beauty, it's like really opened up the doors to where I am now, which is such a blessing and something that I've really enjoyed doing for the last 15 years.
Yeah, no, I mean, that was one of my biggest questions was, you know, how fashion must have really influenced the brand, because I mean, obviously I know nothing about what it's like, you know, in the hustle and bustle of the fashion industry, you know, when you're in the middle of that. But I can imagine that good skincare matters, you know, and being able to access it, especially you guys are traveling a lot. So when I look at your brand, I'm like, I can see why she would want to create options that were like easy to access, you know, and like take with you and whatnot. So can you tell us about that? Like, how was that before you launched the brand in terms of like accessing products that you loved and, you know, being on the go?
Yeah, totally. I'm pretty much platinum or gold on every airline there is. I have a million miler club. 2019, right before COVID, right before lockdown, like I averaged about 2 to 2.5 months out of the year, all the days combined, where I was actually at home sleeping in my own bed. So like, I'm just constantly either like on an airplane or in a hotel and on the go. And, you know, a lot of the times, a normal day for me in the fashion industry looks like, you know, shooting all day on set in Los Angeles, and then going straight from set to the airport and getting on a red eye flight, landing in New York and going straight to set in New York and doing that over it. Like there's many times, there was last month a week where 6 days in a row, I did 5 flights and only slept in a bed 3 nights and was shooting every day that week. So I'm no stranger to the hectic travel life and on the go life and all the anxieties and, you know, annoyances that come along with it, but also, you know, all the beauty that comes with it and being able to experience new cultures and new cities and being fortunate enough to work there is amazing. But I really started struggling with this hectic schedule and lifestyle of being on the go when my skin started to suffer in my body, you know, like I wasn't sleeping well. My internal body clock was off. I was hungry at weird times and sleepy at weird times. And like my face started breaking out a lot and had dehydrated skin and dark circles. I mean, you can imagine. And it's very important that when I land, I not only look good, but I feel good as well. And I'm able to perform well on set because it's a lot of weight on a model's shoulder, being the vision of a brand and a company, you know what I mean? And So I just really saw this white space in the beauty industry where I'm like, okay, there's, you know, thousands and thousands of skincare and beauty brands out there, but I didn't feel as if there was one that was primarily for on the go and was formulated and for being on the go, down from like the formulas to the packaging and being easy to use. So that's what really inspired me to start my own.
I think it's actually a brilliant, brilliant thing because, you know, what you described is like totally like crazy. Like, especially I really resonate with what you said, you know, which is it's a lot of pressure to put on a person when you're the face of a brand, you know, and that's what they want you to like understand. And you have to do that everywhere you go and look a certain way. And, but like, even for the common consumer, I resonated because it's like, we have so much pressure with just like wanting to look our best in moments where we can, you know, feel like we can present the best version of ourselves, whether that's a meeting with a boss, you know what I mean? Whatever that is, like, there's so many moments in your life where you're just like, gosh, I wish I had something that just lifts, you know, my face, makes me look more awake right now, or, you know, whatever that is, whether you're flying to Chicago for a meeting. I know in medicine, like, sometimes you literally look like death. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, if you've been on call, it's like, it's not even about traveling. It's just like, you've been just working for so long. And I think a lot of us can relate to that. So I think the idea really resonates with a lot of consumers. You know, this idea of we need this, we need something that's a go-to where you can throw it in a bag quickly. You know, a lot of people claim, hey, things are travel size and whatever, like minis or whatever, but you need like that one essential kit that you can use, you know? So that's where I find it to be really cool, what you've created. Very relatable. Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah. I mean, and listen, like, that's also something I kept in mind when creating this. It's like, not a lot of people have these like psycho like travel schedules like I do, but like a lot of people can benefit from this kit. You know, one of my friends, she's a stay at home mom. She has three kids, like all under the age of five. And like, you know, her getting out the door, like, and getting all the kids out the door with the stroller and the diaper bags and like having all the things, it's like so hectic. And she's packing all these bags and everything just to like go to the park and go run errands, but like, she's not packing something for her. Like, if this kit, which fits in any purse or bag, like just having it in the diaper bag and just having it there, it's like one less thing she doesn't have to think about. And like, she can have a moment for herself when the kids are on the playground, like take it out, have, do a, you know, the mask, like just have like, whether it's a hand sanitizer or just like a moment of self-care amongst a hectic day, or whether you're going to the gym before going to the office, in your gym bag, you can refresh in between like transit or before you leave the gym, or having it on your desk at the office even to refresh like after lunch or before a Zoom meeting or whatever it may be. Like, there's so many ways that it can be used. And that's something that was important to me and a huge preference. We've seen customers, you know, buy one kit, try it out. And then we see them turn into returning customers who purchase five kits, right? And the really understanding the idea is to have multiple kits and just have it one in the backpack, one in the gym bag, one in the diaper bag. And so you just don't even have to think about it. You just like know that it's there and it's one less step. And it makes having access to skincare and self-care easily accessible.
Absolutely. No, I love that. And I love the, you know, the example you gave of your friend. And I think like a lot of women especially can relate to that because it's just so many things going on in a day. But I want to talk a little bit about the products because the kit has some really, really cool products. And a part of what I was trying to explain earlier, like from my side, was that I like that you have put thought into what we would need, you know what I mean? Like on the go, because you can put a kit together, but then half products are useless. You know what I mean? Like you don't need them every day, but like, I feel like everything you've included is such an essential product. So I'd love for you to walk us through that. You know what I mean? Like why you picked like the products you picked and like how that was and like what were some of the criteria that helped you formulate? So I know that's a lot of questions, but really just the overall experience of like the vision and bringing it to life.
Yeah, totally. So the kit is called the En Route Essentials Kit. It's pretty self-explanatory. I think that these are like the basic essentials you need to look and feel good when you're on the go. And it was really important to me that the first kit that we came out with was as affordable as possible, with having like really great quality in terms of formula and packaging. You know, later down the line, we look to expand and have larger kits. But this to me is the original, the essentials, everything that you need. At least you have this in your bag. If all goes wrong, if you have a horrible travel schedule or your bag gets lost or whatever it may be, this is like the essentials that you have on you. And in this is we have the bag itself, which is reusable and it's TSA approved. It's eco-friendly. We also, all of our packaging is sustainable, but we can get into that later. But to start off the bat, we have our cleared for takeoff hand sanitizer, which is really like what people have been telling us they absolutely love. This and our facial mist, I think, are the top two favorite products of the kit. But the hand sanitizer is something that I put so much effort into making perfect, especially during lockdown and COVID times. Like, I think everyone became hand sanitizer connoisseurs because we were just so using it so much. Like, some were sticky and then some like didn't dry fast. Some were like had a really alcoholy smell. So I wanted to make sure we got this and nailed it. And what's great about it is that it dries quickly. It's also very hydrating on your hands, so it doesn't dry out your nail beds if you're the type of person to use sanitizer throughout the day. It's also like pretty relaxing. We have a hint of lavender oil extract, which for me, I think is like one of the most relaxing scents and all natural. We also have our Hydro Boost hydrating pads, which is really great because it minimizes the amount of hands to face contact. It's a reusable pouch and it has these pads. So it's kind of what I say is like my version of like a face moisturizer while on the go. Like instead of it being in a jar and like dipping your hands into it while you're like touching many surfaces. So this is like very travel friendly as and they're reusable and they're great. They have cucumber fruit extract and caffeine, which helps with inflammation and puffiness. Apple fruit extract, which is a boost of antioxidants and helps with fighting free radicals. And it's just really great to give you that hydration, but also to make you look awake, feel awake, and get the blood.
No, they're amazing. These are amazing. I was going to say like my favorites were like the pads. And then there's another product. I'm going to let you talk about it. Like the mask. I'm just going to say it. The mask, like the mask and these pads are my favorite, like literally amazing. Amazing. See, here's the thing. Like for me as a consumer, like I specifically myself, I try so many products, right? And like, you just need a great, you know, a pad or something like just you can use it and then just throw it out, you know what I mean? And be done with it, you know, or like just get like one time kind of thing. Yeah. And especially when you're on the go, like you need that. And it's just, I feel like brands, like they don't think, like a lot of us can't carry around a jar in our purse because like for me working at the hospital, I can't put a jar in my coat pocket, you know what I mean? Like a moisturizer. So it's just like, I love stuff like this because it's just so underrated and people don't realize like this helps so much. So I love those pads. They're amazing. Yeah.
So happy to hear that. I know. I like, I'm the same way, especially like if I'm on the subway or if I'm on the plane, like I really want to try to touch my face as little as possible. And so like having pads, and that was something like really that I wanted to keep in mind is like the functionality of all the products as well, which leads me to the mask, which you brought up. And you know, for me, I'm a big mask, face mask girl. Like I love to do a mask at the end of the day while I'm watching a movie or whatever. But I also, you know, we're a sustainable and eco-friendly brand. Like sheet masks are not the most like environmentally conscious product. So I wanted to create one that was eco-friendly, but also travel-friendly. Like when I'm on the plane, I don't want to look like a crazy person with a face mask on. Right. So this was a really great solution because it's white and thick and creamy, but it dries clear. So like you're face masking and no one has any idea. You just like look super glowy. Have the niacinamide in it. And also the light hint of lavender, which is just like super relaxing. And it just like makes your skin feel like super, super like baby soft skin. And really,
it's like a spa on the go. Like, I feel like the lavender scent is perfect. It's like really well balanced, by the way, in the products, because it's like the perfect like spa like feel without like overwhelming your nose. I hate when there's too much scent in products, but this is like you did really well with like the melt. It's like perfect. So
yeah, I mean, personally, I prefer fragrance free or natural scents and light scents. Like, that's the other thing, like being on the plane or like being, you know, in public around a lot of people, like it's really not cool and really not nice when people are like spraying like different scents and stuff. Like, it's that's like the worst. Right.
Oh my God. I can talk to you for a day about that. Literally, like the heavy musk smell or like that crazy perfume. Like, please don't do that. If you're that person, please don't be that person.
Please, people, like, come on.
No, I know. This is a great mask though, because I love that you have the squalane and you have the niacinamide. And I swear to God, like, people are over, you know, talking about niacinamide lately, which I disagree with. I could talk about niacinamide literally all day. It's one of my favorite ingredients of all time. And it's because, like, I think it makes, just for me, it shrinks my pores and it just makes my skin so balanced. So when I saw this product, like, I don't know how many people out there are like mask people, but I'm an avid mask user. Like, I love masks and I feel like they're so underrated. And the fact that you created one for like on the go, it's brilliant. Like, absolute genius, because I literally, like, you can use this as a moisturizer, as a mask. Like, it's just, and it's simple. You know what I mean? Like, you have the squalane, you have the niacinamide, you have like the things you need to just have plump, dewy skin, and it works so well. So I'm a huge fan of this product. Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
And last but not least, we have the mist, which is what we named our In the Cloud facial mist. It has aloe leaf juice, cucumber extract, and also rosemary leaf extract, which helps as well with puffiness and is anti-inflammatory, which I think is so important on the flight, right? Like, I love a face mist. It just like makes me feel clean throughout the day, especially like when you live in a big city and like you just kind of like walking around, you get that gunky, just dirty feeling. It's like nice to get a little spritz and feel fresh and clean. It also, with the anti-puffiness, that's huge and a game changer for me when I'm on a flight. I like always swell up and like swollen. So it really helps. And so many of my makeup artist friends who have been trying it out have told me this. And then we've seen it in our DMs on social media as well from customers saying like that this doubles as like an amazing makeup setting spray. And I was like, wait, what? And so like after a few times, I was like, okay, I have to try it. And now I'm obsessed. I'm like, now I also use it as a makeup setting spray. It just like really locks in moisture, but with makeup, it locks in the makeup as well. And it doesn't move all day, which is great. So yeah, the facial mist is definitely a big hit in the kit.
I'm going to have to like try the makeup trick, because I'm not a big makeup wearer, but I feel like, yeah, I have to try it now.
Yeah, I know. Me either. I like rarely wear makeup, but I was like, I like ran to my house and like did a full beat and sprayed the mist. I'm like, I have to see if this works, and was pleasantly surprised, but it's fun. Yeah. It's like, you know, I think that's another cool thing about Carry On, and something that we put a big emphasis on is having a connection with our customers, and we love to be engaging and hearing from them and responding and seeing what they like, what they don't like, and tips and tricks. Like, you know, it's great. And we learn that from them. So it's definitely like been in the back of my mind when coming up with future products is listening to our audience and what they like. It's so important.
I love that. And I like that you said that, because I feel like there's a lot of misconception, and I feel very strongly about this, and I'm not going to rant too much, but like when it comes to like celebrity and like, you know, like those kind of brands, people with platforms, like when you guys launch brands, people have misconceptions like that the amount of thought that's gone into it has somehow been like not as much, you know, as like a like random person in Kansas starting a brand, you know, like not to be like mean or anything for everyone listening, but I'm being honest. You know, like, I feel like that's a misconception. And I really want to emphasize, like, as a consumer of this product, like, I can genuinely say, like, the amount of thought you've put into it, it shows, you know, it really shows, because the products hit hard and they really work. And it's like, you know, I feel like we get so judgy on, you know what I mean, in terms of like social media and stuff from what I've been seeing recently. And I wanted to like take an opportunity to address that, like, you know, because a lot of thought goes into products regardless. And I really applaud you, you know, for making your brand very thoughtful. And that's where like the sustainability thing, which I know we're going to talk about, like that really shows how much thought and like care goes into this, you know, like not to be cheesy, but like, it's true, you know, and I've tried the products, I've used the products, I've incorporated them in my life. And it's like, I wouldn't have done that if it wasn't a phenomenal set of products, you know? So it's like really, really cool to see that. And I just thank you for doing that, you know, doing that extra homework and using your platform in such a, it's a positive way to use your platform. So I applaud you for that.
Thank you so much. That means a lot to me. It's like, you know, it's definitely no easy feat starting a company and doing a startup. You know, we're a really small team of three women, you know, and it's like being small, like, you know, like we wear many hats and we work really hard. And my most important thing with my brand was having the integrity of the brand and our identity and being like, okay, this is what we are, and sticking to our guns. And we have had in the past, you know, we're only just over a year old, but in the past year, we've had one opportunity in particular that comes to my mind that was like a dream come true and something I wanted to do, but it was like really not sustainable and really not eco-friendly. And I'm like, oh, like this would be amazing, but like, it's so not who we are. And like, I, you know, it was a bummer to have to say no to that, and took a lot of guts to say, to have to turn it down. But I think, you know, I told my team, I said, hopefully, you know, a few years down the road, like when we come bigger and better, and we get this offer again and it's on our terms and we're able to really stick to that sustainable messaging, that like it will have paid off and our customers like will be appreciative that we didn't fall off.
Cut corners. Yeah, exactly. Really, no, I know. And we are though. Like, oh. I feel like it, like the brand is like one of my biggest things. You know, we were talking earlier, one of my biggest pet peeves with like single use products or things that are like to be like minis. I feel like sometimes sustainability kind of goes out the door, you know, for a lot of brands. And I've noticed that a lot. I mean, if we're an industry that prides ourselves on being forward thinking when it comes to sustainability, I think you need to be able to prove that in all ways, you know. So I really want to talk to you a little bit about that. Like, can you give us, you know, a rundown of like what Carry On did for their sustainability stuff? Because I know you guys have some cool points here, you know, in terms of, yeah.
Yeah. So we have a couple of things that, you know, every aspect, I mean, everything from like the packaging to our practices to everything, we try to be as sustainable and eco-friendly as possible. I'm sure, I don't know if a lot of people and maybe the listeners don't realize, but, you know, when you're creating product, there's so much waste with, you know, tubes that maybe the printer had printed the logo a little bit, you know, lopsided or nits in the packaging or whatever. There's just like so much waste that product gets thrown out because it's not perfect, right? For the customer. Yeah. And instead of having all of that thrown out, we actually kept it and we pass it out. We donate it to charities in New York. I do like coat drives as like an extra little bonus. We donate and volunteer, but we also like brought those products because they're perfectly good. It might just, you know, maybe even to like the naked eye, someone might not even notice that, you know, the fault in the logo being crooked or whatever it is. Like, we even go to that mile to make sure that we're being as eco-conscious as possible. So when it comes to our packaging, we use sugarcane tubes, which is great. It's less plastic is used, and less CO2 emissions are released when using sugarcane. And we also use PCR packaging. Tube is different, but we also do direct printing, like straight onto the packaging, you know, doing this reduces excess plastic and excludes and helps reduce overall. We're very selective when working with partners, like I mentioned before. And in the travel space, like fashion and beauty is really not eco-friendly, but travel is also in that same conversation, right? So it's like, partnering with the right partners is really important to me when it comes to factories, when it comes to labs, when it comes to where we're putting Carryon in stores, which we've only done recently. But yeah, everything from even like our hoodies, like our merch are made out of 100% recycled cotton. The way we ship our products, you know, like they arrive in compostable mailers. So like everything, we just like really try to give our biggest effort.
I love that. I really love that because I think that that's where, and you know, and I agree with you with what you said, you know, before I say anything else, is that there's a lot of sustainability that needs to come into like the flying and the whole industry of the whole airport stuff. You know what I mean? Let's just leave it at that. Like there needs to be a little bit more accountability there. So I'm glad that you've made a product that's kind of introducing that, you know, in the ritual of getting on a flight and going somewhere. You know, it's introducing this idea of like, I am doing something better for the planet, and I'm doing, you know, making a decision that is going to, you know, it does symbolize that in my mind, you know, as a consumer is what I'm saying. So I want to actually talk to you a little bit more about your recent collab that's upcoming. And I think by the time this is out, it's going to be out. So I would love for you to tell us a little bit about that and what inspired that.
I am so, so, so excited about this collaboration. You're actually the first person I'm talking to about it.
Yay!
Really exciting. So yeah, by the time this airs, it will have come out, but I'm over the moon about this. And this is, you know, something that I thought just made total sense for Carryon is being in the hotel space, because, you know, anyone who's checking in or out of a hotel is travel there or using some mode of transportation after. And this kit just makes a lot of sense also, because when I'm in a hotel, all I ever see in rooms, no matter how nice the hotel is or not nice it is, it's always shampoo, conditioner, and body lotion and body wash, right? Like, you, it's rare to see skincare products. So I'm really happy to announce that I am doing a collaboration for Carryon with Casa Cipriani, their hotel in New York, which is fairly new. It opened about 2 years ago and has really become like the it spot in New York of late. It's always like the coolest fashion crowd, the art kids, the top business executives, like everyone is there. It's like a melting pot of cool people. And it's, you know, hard to get into and hard to get the reservation, but it's like really an amazing place. And they've done such a great job. And Cipriani has been a brand that I have always admired and looked up to. I feel like in terms of integrity, like we mentioned before, like they've been the same. It's the same menu, the same aesthetic. They've never changed. Like they've stuck, you know, straight to their messaging, and they have a big emphasis on travel and hospitality and providing good quality food, or now with their hotel, like a good quality stay. The rooms are comfortable. They really go the extra mile to make the customer comfortable and happy, which is something I admire. So when this collaboration and this opportunity came up, for me, it was a no-brainer. It's an honor for a company like Cipriani that's, you know, established in the industry and, like, in my opinion, at the top when in terms of restaurants and hospitality. So want to do a collaboration with a startup brand like Carryon is like a dream. It's like they really share our messaging and they understand the brand and they love the product. So to be able to merge the two worlds and two audiences is a dream.
I love that. That sounds so exciting. I'm going to have to get, you know, check it out and actually see it for myself, because I've never been, so I would now have to check it out because you recommended it.
The hotel is great, and it's so different because it's downtown. It's like on the west side and it has a view of the water, which is like really cool because I never stayed in a hotel in New York where like you open up the window and the view is of the water. It's like you don't even feel, I mean, you see, have an amazing view of the Statue of Liberty, which is really cool in New York-y, but you almost feel like you're on a boat. It's like really feeling, and having room service of Cipriani is like epic. To get the pasta in bed is the best thing ever. So now you can also have a Carryon kit while you're there, and a custom Cipriani Carryon kit at that. So we're really excited, and it's been a collaboration we've worked really hard on. And yeah, we're super pumped about it.
Well, I, you know, huge congratulations from our end. That's really, really, you know, truly exciting. And I urge anyone who's in New York and, you know, you guys are going to be staying at the hotel, please check out Carry On because I'm sure you'll see it there. And that's very exciting. That collab sounds really, really exciting. I'm interested to see what you do to take it further. I first saw your kit and I experienced the brand. I was just like, all I could think of was like, I feel like every upper class air lounge needs this. You know what I mean? Like every hotel needs it because it's a really cool, it's just cool to have that there. And it's cool to have these options available that are, you know, because usually we're presented with just shitty options. When you stay at a hotel, when you stay at, you know, whatever you're given, it's just not the best. And I think this would be a really cool thing to see everywhere, you know, when it comes to travel or any kind of short stay location, that'd be really cool. So
Thank you.
Yeah, congratulations. It sounds really cool. But I want to thank you so much. This has been so fun. And I am, you know, Madison, I'm a huge fan of the brand. I really, really encourage everyone listening. You know, you guys got to check out, you know, check it out for yourselves and let us know what you think. If you have any questions, I will be linking everything in the concept art for this episode. So make sure you actually check out the brand socials. If you have any questions, any input, thoughts, definitely chime in, let us know. And yeah, we'll be back next time. But thank you so much, Madison. This is a true honor to host you.
Thank you so much. It was so much fun.
Thank you so much.